you, Olivia, we talked before about off the record. You told me I want to win, but I don't want to say it on the record. But you could tell how much you wanted to, and just that drive, it made me actually pick you in our picks. So thanks.
Thank you.
Take me through how long that's been a specific goal and how often you think about it, and just what did it mean to you to see that happen?
I swam a final for the first time in the Tuna Butterfly at 2019 at NC's. I was a freshman at that point. I was at Georgia. And, I mean, Ella Easton, Louise Hansen, they were the top two in that that year. And I've always looked up to Ella. And I always knew that I wanted to be an NCAA champion as well, like her. I got good cards this year, and I was able to really have a swim of a lifetime. I'm really happy with how I swam, how I paced it, and really how it felt. I knew it was gonna hurt. It did. Don't get me wrong, but it felt really good, and I'm really happy to finally be able to check that goal off of my list.
You want to go, Andy?
Yeah, Olivia, that third 50, you were 28 mid around there. How much training went into that back half? Because it seems like that's really where you put the nail in the coffin in that race, on that third and fourth 50.
Mm-hmm. I've always been a back halfer, so I've always liked to focus on the last half. And the third 50 is just such a sweet spot. You know, you can go out with some easy speed on the first 100 and then just really nail that third 50. And for a lot of people, like, that's a make it or break it in their race. And so for me, you know, I've been training a lot with Maggie, and she's been helping me with my easy speed and just being a faster butterfly and freestyle all around. So just a little bit of endurance work. And I just kind of rely on the very long base of training that I've had to become a back halfer. So that's kind of what I rely on, and I can give her props for giving me that easy speed on the first 100.
How much did making that Hunter Fly A final, how much did that give you the confidence that this 200 is going to be pretty good?
Making the A final on the 100 was kind of fun. it was definitely a goal of mine, but I'm going to be honest, I didn't even know what I went in that race. I was purely focused on Maggie's race. I just wanted her to have a race of a lifetime, and she did. So that actually did help me. That was a confidence booster for me, for sure. Just sort of get that speed out of there and, you know, run with that.
All right, Maggie, you talked about how much, winning an NCAA title was a goal of yours, and, you know, and you'd been close before, and, you know, having to wait an extra year and everything. And you knew that was Olivia's goal too. What was it like after getting that yourself, the first one yesterday, to be able to watch a teammate do the same thing when you guys were in a similar situation where you know, it's been a goal for so long?
Yeah, I mean, it was completely incredible. I was telling her, she's definitely scared me on the first 100, just hanging back in the pack there. And I knew her strategy. She had told me a couple times today. But funny story is, when we were actually recruiting her last year, we were sitting in Rick's office, and he had his Big Ten ring sitting out on the table, and I showed her. I was like, if you come here, we can get one of these together. And although it wasn't a team Big Ten championship, it really did feel like we worked together to get those wins this weekend.
All right, Olivia, can you tell me a little bit more about this, the back half move? I mean, you told me before the meet that the way you swim the race, it was, you know, everyone knew how that was going to be, and you didn't have much room for a drastic move. I would call that a pretty drastic move this time around, going from at the 100, I think you were in third place, and then you ended up, you know, just crushing everybody and winning by a second and a half when you were not in the lead as late as you were in that race. What specifically went into that move, and what made that move more drastic this time than you maybe even anticipated?
Yeah, like I said, I've been training back half for a while, but like the third 50 is just such a sweet spot for me. You know, as I turned, I do breach the side, but I can't really see people. So when Maggie came up to me afterwards and said, "You scared me on the first 100, I thought I was in second. Like, I thought I was rolling pretty good. But again, that doesn't really matter. But once I hit that third 50, you know, I tried to lock in a really good underwater. And at that point, I knew, I mean, I knew I wanted to win. And at that third 50, like, that's where you need to make the move to win. So I felt like I was really able to execute that really well. And I did tell Matt you my race strategy before the 200, and I think I was pretty true to that.
All right, and can you guys each answer this next one? You guys swept the butterflies. Like, it's a hard, like, it took me a while to, like, put that into perspective because they're on different days and it's a different kind of race and all that kind of stuff. But what does that mean to both of you to have, as teammates, swept the butterflies on the national stage?
Well, I mean, for me, we definitely have a really strong core group of butterflyers back at home. So we definitely wanted to represent them the best we could. And Olivia's been one of the greatest training partners I've had for Fly. So that's definitely helped a lot. And I think we can, with this momentum going into next year, we hopefully can bring a couple more on board and see what we can do next year.
Yeah, I would totally second that. Maggie has been a phenomenal training partner for me. She's really helped me work underwaters and front half speed specifically. And, you know, that's really what I needed at the right time. So I'm really glad I was able to make the move to Michigan and train with Maggie, because the butterfly sweep is not too shabby, I don't think.
I actually have a question.